Even confident people are not always right, or truthful. We really don't know the reasons behind why certain things were written or why they were done. I remember hearing about a man who reviewed a book. He was a famous reviewer and had a lot of sway in the industry. He went on a show and talked about all the different points the writer of the book was trying to get across. He continued on for quite a while and his self-assurance was quite obvious. Anyone listening to this guy must have thought he was quite bright. A few days later, the writer of the book went on to a program and it was very enlightening. He said none of points the reviewer was pointing out in his book were true and he proceeded to point out the ideas he was trying to get across. There is a lesson to be learned here, and it is no matter how smart someone seems, it doesn't mean they are right in what they think they know or even in what they are convinced they know. Humans have a long history of sometimes being so sure that are correct on a subject they become arrogant and sometimes refuse to entertain other views. Anyone who is interested in evolution knows people were ridiculed for having an opinion that didn't agree with Darwin's theory. There were even times when Darwin himself said to someone interpreting his work that what they said was not what he meant. Just because someone sounds convincing, doesn't mean they are right, or even more seriously, that they are telling the truth. How many times have we heard politicians swear up and down about something they would do if elected, only to do nothing after they were elected? It gets quite aggravating after a while. If we see these enough times, we get to a point where we find it hard to believe any of them. There are cases where scientists who have ridiculed others for their opinions have found out they were wrong in what they were believing. Take the formation of the universe, for example. Today, the most popular theory is the Big Bang theory, which states a singularity exploded and the universe was created, which keeps expanding. Some scientists are finding holes in this theory which may not be able to be explained. This is one area where it seems there is room for discussion and alternate ideas, and I believe this is because over the years many different theories about how the universe was formed have come and gone. This means as we learn more about the universe, the Big Bang theory might be on the way out and replaced with a new theory. If someone wants to hear people who believe in what they are saying, some of the most enthusiastic people are involved in the field of UFO study. It is getting hard to ignore all those UFO sightings lately. One of the areas where you find many who have no tolerance for others is in religion. Some people will even hate you if you are of a different religion than they are. Others who have no religion might hate you for being religious. People should have respect for others' religion, not hate them for it or want to kill them for it. When I was in college, I remember a professor who taught his slanted views on the world, and I thought to myself he was going to influence people in a bad way, and no professor should be able to try and advance anti-American views in an American college. He was clearly making up things to make what he was saying even worse. He knew he had a captive audience, and if we wanted to graduate, we had to keep our mouths shut. This was happening even way back in the 1970s when I went to college. There are many people who come across as really knowing what they are talking about, but when you truly investigate what they are saying, you sometimes realize they are wrong, lying or telling half-truths to try and make a point they want you to think is true. I have to wonder if someday we will have robots teaching in schools. We might think that this would be good for the cause of truth, but it will all depend on their programming. Their programming can be slanted one way or another to get them to teach what the programmer or his boss wanted to instill on the students. This could be good or bad. If I were to ask someone, what profession do they trust the most to get the right answers from, I believe it might be the medical profession. Yes, there are bumps in the road even with them, but as a whole I think they would be picked as the most trustworthy. If on the other hand I was to ask the question, what profession do you trust the least, I think lawyers and politicians would land up at the bottom of the barrel. Did you ever notice many politicians are in fact lawyers? I worked with someone for many years who always acted like he knew everything. After a while he became a joke. It seemed he never caught on. Everyday people would go up to him and ask him the most incredible questions. I remember one person who asked him the question, how do they build nuclear plants? He actually went on to answer the question. He believed he was a genius. On retirement, he suffered a cruel fate. There had been a rumor which stated on retirement we might get free medical for life. It was only a rumor. He believed it and turned down the medical he could have gotten if he paid for it. After he was retired and saw he wasn't going to get it, he moved heaven and earth to try and get covered by the job, but to no avail. Sometimes people can be too smart for their own good. It is easy to get misled by someone who is giving out bad advice. It can especially be tough on a young person who believes this friend or even adult acquaintance. That is how some kids get onto the wrong path. They are easier to convince when they are yet to have life experience. You have to wonder how many women are captured into sex slavery by being promised careers in the movies and such. Promises like that can be very powerful to a young person who dreams of getting into entertainment. Some people can seem very sincere when they are emptying out your bank account behind your back.